have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Now, when people tend to leave workplaces and things and get like a new job or whatever happens, go away, travel, there's normally a card that gets passed around the office.
Yep.
People sign it and say, like, goodbye, catch you later.
They maybe reminisce on a great memory that they had with that person. That's just what I do. I try to call back to a joke that I've had with that person in the time that we've had so they can remember the good times.
Sure. And not the bad.
Not the bad. Well, it might be. To be honest, if they're moving on to something better, then I'm usually like, take me with you.
Yeah.
Recently there was a farewell card going around that I was writing in, and when I wrote in it, I noticed there was another message in it. I had a quick look at it.
Because you always kind of tend to look at the ones that are written before you, right? To see what the vibe is of the card.
How can
the
I mood? One up them?
Yeah, how can I be the best message?
How can I make this about me?
Exactly. That's the only reason you write in there.
Yeah.
One of the messages left me a little rattled. And the message was, I won't miss you, and you won't miss me. And it's from someone who I know has beef with this person.
Why would you even write in their card? Did your mother not tell you if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all?
And this is the thing. I was like, you had the option of just not saying anything at all and just being like, great, I don't have to work with this person anymore.
But isn't there a bit of pressure when everyone's like, because normally they take someone's in charge of the card, right? And they go around to each person and be like, hey, do you want to sign so-and-so's card? And isn't there like a bit of pressure socially to write something at that point? You know, it's really hard to then look at that person in the eyes and go, no, I don't want to write in that card because I don't like them. You know,
so you look them in the eye and go, okay, and then they write a hateful message?
I feel that's worse. Would have a problem with doing that.
Yeah, I've turned down writing in a card before.
So have I.
It was someone I didn't care about.
We're not friends. I'm not going to write the card.
I was like, oh no, I don't really know them that well.
I'd just write my name. I'd just go,
best of luck.
From Rachel.
Best of luck.
Or the worst thing. Arrow to whatever the generic message is.
Not so much the card, but when people do like a collection for a gift when someone's leaving and you don't really like them that much, I'm like, I'm not going to spend money on you. Like, that's annoying as hell.
I'm quite lucky. In my current workplace, I know the thing that they do is they'll just be like, if anyone wants to, come to us. They'll send out a big group message. So it's not on like, they're not going to come to your desk and be like, hey, can you give $10 for this gift? It'll be like, if anyone wants to, come speak to us. We put the card in this room with the door closed. You can go sign it when you've got a moment. So this wasn't like someone walking around and be like, now you sign, now you sign.
Right. Yeah. This person has actively
gone
out of their way.
Out of their way to write in this card.
That's a level of spite. That's a level of spite that I actually quite appreciate.
But like, I was also just like, you're not doing yourself any favours because the person that they're writing this in is someone everyone's really sad is leaving, and now everyone, and they wrote it really early.
Oh, no.
Everyone's going to see it, and everyone's like, did you see the message? Yeah, I saw the message. Did you see the message? Yeah, I saw the message. And so everyone's talking about this message that was left for this lovely person who just didn't rub this person the right way.
I think that's great.
I have had a similar situation.
Really?
Yeah. So when I left my last job, I had a lovely big card and a lovely big gift from all of my staff. It was so lovely. I actually didn't expect it because every kind of workplace I've left before, it's not really been that way. Like one, I was made redundant at one because the business shut down. The other one, I left in a very quick hurry and didn't give anyone really any notice. So it was the first time I got a big gift. I was like, oh, this is lovely. I've never had this before. And then in the card, there's a message from someone that reads, hey, Cam, you're a really great guy. If you could just work on that maturity level. Yeah.
Geez.
And so he's written this. And this is someone who, and so I've actually immediately taken this card and I've gone, okay, cool. And I've walked directly to him. And been like, this is not on.
This
and
he's is
like,
not very mature, doll.
And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? And he started getting really defensive. And I'm like, you'd be a great guy if maybe you stopped being creepy and hitting on all the female staff members, you skis.
So coming up to him and attacking him after he called you immature, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, fair.
No, I'm holding him accountable.
Okay.
what is the nastiest thing you've seen in a greeting card?
Do you write in farewell cards if you don't like the person? Do you still contribute as well?
Do you have like a staple message?
Yeah.
That you just, it's your go-to message.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
Talking farewell cards in workplaces, because Cam, you saw a message in one recently.
Yeah, the message read, "I won't miss you and you won't miss me." And it was very actively, like they actively went out of their way to write this message to a beloved staff member. A beloved staff member. We're all sad leaving. Like the person isn't even leaving on their own volition. They were made redundant. So they didn't want to leave when we love them. And
yeah.
It's sad.
I think that farewell messages can be tricky.
Yes, and I think just, you know, greeting cards of any sort. Jason has sent a message through saying, "This isn't specifically a farewell card, but any card I get from my mum is just hilarious. It includes no personal message and just relies on the printed message. She just adds, 'Dear Jason and love mum.'" Heartfelt.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, when you're leaving a company, it's one of those things, I think the expectations around when someone leaves is interesting, because I recently left a job end of last year after working there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's the kind of job where it's pretty, everyone's pretty replaceable, to be honest. Even my managers are quite replaceable. And I had a manager who'd been there for less than a year. And I had previous managers before him that I got on quite well with, but he was one that I didn't really get on that well with at all. We just didn't connect or click. He had favourites and other staff members who he gave preferential treatment to. I was studying and wasn't really here for it. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so I left after 10 years and basically I got nothing from him. I got nothing from anyone. I got a card that was signed by a bunch of people. It was clearly handed around the day that I left, because there were people that weren't signing the card that were not there that day, people that I liked. It had been passed around to people.
So even though
that,
they knew for ages that you were finishing up.
There were people that didn't even know me that well that signed it, because they must have been just like nearby and they were like, "Shit, can you just fill out the card because he's, you know, leaving today," sort of thing. Yeah. And then we went to a farewell lunch and I paid for my own lunch as well. And I just was like, ooh. And the worst part about it was there's this girl who was besties with the manager and she went to a different part of the company, same company, but went to like a different area. And they all put in for a massive gift, got her a going away thing, had like a party for her. And she literally just went up one floor, like upstairs. Like she's still in the same company. Oh. Ended up coming back because she was bad at the job like 2 months later. And so they gave her this massive gift. I had 10 years of service and I got nothing. And worse still, because they changed the company a little bit before I left, the 10-year bonus I was meant to get, they just didn't give it to me.
That sucks.
They're just like, "Sorry, we've changed our policy, so you're not going to get that gift now." And I was like, "Are you effing kidding me?"
Did you tell this girl that she was bad at her new job and that's why she was back? Because that may explain why you didn't get much of a gift.
No. This happened after I left.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. She left and then she got kicked back to the other job. And then got promoted. The whole place is weird. But look, I'm saying farewells are weird. Like, people, I was disappointed I didn't get more than just a friggin' card after 10 years of service. I thought, like, come on, guys. I know that you don't know me that well personally, but surely putting 10 years into one company gets me more than a greeting card.
You would assume as much.
We've got a couple of messages through. So Ken from South Bank has said, leaving a card message, he saw, "Who are you? I don't know you," with a question mark. Also, he managed to sign his own birthday card that was put in his in tray by mistake.
Aww. Message for yourself, that's nice.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.